Let's hear now, though, more about the news this morning that a Wiltshire-based charity is stepping up efforts to help Sudanese Christians who are caught up in the escalating violence in the disputed border regions. The Barnabas Fund in Pusey is helping refugees who found themselves stateless in the hostility between Sudan and South Sudan. The Salisbury Diocese, which has strong links to the area, is also keeping an anxious eye on events in that region. On the line this morning is the Bishop of Salisbury, the Right Reverend Nicholas Holton. Nicholas, good morning to you.
Good morning, Lee. Good morning, everyone.
It's nice to have your company. Of course, it's a very difficult subject to be addressing, really, because there is clearly suffering in that part of the world at the moment. What can we do about it?
There's been suffering in that part of the world for a very long time, and war's been an almost constant feature for pretty much 60 years in one form or another. The current circumstances are deteriorating seriously. So the partnership between Salisbury and the Sudan is one where we want to hold them very much in our prayers and thoughts and to make sure that people are witnessing what's happening there.
Now, the President, Omar Bashir, the President of Sudan, of course, has been a dictator in that country for some time. You could argue, couldn't you, that the creation of South Sudan has created freedom for many people, but freedom always comes at a cost, doesn't it?
There's a real problem about the agreement over the border between the Republic of the Sudan, the North, and the South, and a dispute over the oil fields in those areas. And until they can resolve the issues over the border, I think it's going to be really difficult to create peace between the two countries.
And that, of course, is not easy to do when there isn't a kind of a working relationship and a working conversation, as with so many things in life.
Well, a summit meeting between the presidents of the two countries has been postponed twice, and I think that's the most urgent thing that needs to happen now. And international pressure to make that happen is one of the most useful things that we could do.
We've been talking on the programme this morning, Bishop, in the broadest sense about trust. And it's interesting, isn't it, that there's this news today about those disputed border regions where supposedly the troops, as we hear it reported, troops from the south took over one of these oil towns and then withdrew when they were asked to. And it appears that they may have been bombed by troops from the north as they withdrew. And that sense of trust is one which is going to be very hard to build up.
I think I've said this before on this programme, that one of the most striking things about becoming the Bishop of Salisbury was talking with the Bishop of Khartoum, who came to the installation service when I became the Bishop in October, and the way in which he talked that for the whole of his lifetime, nearly 60 years, there's been war and violence and conflict, and how you get beyond that is a really difficult thing. The Archbishop of the Sudan, Archbishop Daniel Deng Bull, is being used by the government to help to build trust, not just in the conflict between North and South, but in the sort of more ancient tribal conflicts that have been going on. And the role of the churches is really important in this.
Yes, the Archbishop on this programme, in fact, you know, cautioned us to say that there will be no quick fix to the problems there. And I suppose, you know, war affects all of us in the same way, doesn't it? But if you've lived a lifetime within conflict, I suppose it must be, for those people, difficult to imagine a life without conflict.
That's true, and poverty exacerbates it. So that whole sense of people having to survive and how you do that and finding it very difficult to moving towards a peaceful coexistence. And that's a terrific challenge for the people of both the Sudans.
The people, the Christians who remain in the north, in Sudan itself, find themselves in something of a perilous situation at the moment, don't they?
They do, and a very large number have moved south. So there's a six-month period in which they are able to move to the south, and there's been a big migration. And this makes for greater instability as well. But I think it makes it particularly important to support those Christians who remain in the north.
Is it? Yeah. Well, yes, absolutely. And on that point, you know, clearly these are people who have found it difficult to live side by side for a long time. But the fact that something's difficult doesn't necessarily mean that we shouldn't do it, does it? And does it sadden your heart to hear about this, effectively this segregation? It's almost a giving up, isn't it, to say that if Muslims and Christians can't live happily together, well, we'll create two different countries and the Muslims will head north and the Christians south. That's quite a dismal situation, isn't it?
Well, I think that what we need to do is to find ways in which people are able to coexist peacefully. I got a really moving email yesterday from the Bishop of Wadi Medina in the north, in the Republic of the Sudan. And he's been through a really hard time personally. His family have been difficult. His wife has died. He's got to cope with young children himself and leading the diocese. And he said, "I find my strength in Christ." And I think it's that sort of faith, that depth of faith, which is going to help carry people through this.
There's an opportunity in the South, isn't there, with a new state and all that optimism that we talked about last year. There is an opportunity to do things in a better way.
There's an opportunity in both the Republic and in the South. Christians will have a much harder time in the Republic, which is an Islamic state, and the introduction of Sharia law and the drift of people, Christians returning to the South. The South itself faces huge difficulties, and the sort of more ancient tribal difficulties and violence is something that they are going to have to get on top of, and the Church and the Archbishop are playing a very significant role in that.
And will the Church be, you know, speaking out for the rights of other faiths as well, but particularly in the South, you know, so that we don't have this Christian South and Muslim North?
Yeah, I think that's a much more hopeful scenario in the South. And it was interesting that a group of MPs went just after Easter to visit the South Sudan, the International Development Committee, and they came back with it was an immensely challenging and realistic report, but talking about the importance of the churches as one of the few institutions of civil society where it's possible to build on some of the good things that are happening.
And for people who, the vast majority of us, myself included, who haven't been to that part of the world, clearly there are very strong ties, and we've spoken before. We've spoken to the Dean of Salisbury, June Osborne, of course, who has been out there. We spoke to her on a crackly telephone line, which suddenly came into life in the middle of Africa. Just paint a picture of the kind of people and the kind of life in that part of the world.
This is one of the poorest places on earth. I've been to Juba, which is the capital city of the South, and there are very strong links between the diocese and the whole of the South Sudan. So there are actually quite a lot of people in this county who have experience of the Sudans. And I think it's building on that personal experience and the commitment to education, healthcare, of trying to articulate for the international community some of the things going on that's really important.
But it's worth saying, isn't it? You know, these are not two-dimensional African people a million miles away from where we live. These are people who are living and loving and praying and hoping and aspiring, just as we would do here.
The faith and Christian belief of many millions of people in the South Sudan is quite extraordinary and moving. And the links between them and the local churches, lots of the deaneries, lots of the local churches within Wiltshire have their own links with dioceses in the Sudan, and they're lively exchanges where people visit and care for each other and pray for each other and keep in touch, as you're able to do now by email.
And we know that churches across Wiltshire today will be asking people to pray for the Sudanese and also to give more practical help as well. What will that message be?
One of the things that I wanted to say was to encourage people to pray particularly. But the great thing about this link is that people in this diocese are constantly praying for the Sudan. And I'm sure that the task at the moment is to pray for greater stability in order to build peace, and for that coming together of the two countries, which is so needed in the international summit, and also for the international attention from the United Nations, from our own government, to try to put pressure on them to do it, because it needs a bit of pressure from the outside.
Thank you. Very good to talk to you as usual, Bishop.
Thank you, Lee.
Thank you for coming on the programme. Have a good morning yourself. The Bishop of Salisbury, the Right Reverend Nicholas Holton.